Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 7 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, and I'm coming to you from my car. I am on my way back from a great workshop in Illinois. And I wanted to tell you a little bit about, or talk a little bit about, this button that you can use that when you push it will automatically cause more learning. All right, so go with me on this a little bit. So for a long time, we've been using tools like Quizlet. Quizlet obviously is like online flashcards that you can use where you have terms and definitions and you can have a whole set of flashcards and you can flip through them and practice to learn vocabulary words or learn new concepts or whatever. But we've also got some tools that you can use to learn through assessment where you take a quiz and you look at the feedback afterwards to see, you know, what you need to change on the things that you didn't get right and stuff like that. And when we do things like that, there is one little option that we can use that research tells us causes more learning. And the button that you can push, see, I don't think there are very many places where you can say, push this button and more learning comes out. But the button that you can push is the shuffle button. And so the thought behind this is that there's this idea called interleaving. I learned about interleaving through the Learning Scientists website. It's one of my absolute favorite places to go to learn about brain science in the classroom. I believe it's learningscientists.org. Google search will be able to find them. And one of the pillars of their work is interleaving. And interleaving is this idea that if you practice something in the same order, over and over and over again. So picture a deck of flashcards and you do the first one first and the second one second and the third one third, and every time that you practice it, you go in the same order. Kind of like having a list of vocabulary and going top to bottom every single time. That this doesn't make for the same kind of sticky long-term learning as if you did interleaving. Interleaving means that instead of practicing AAA, B, 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 C, 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 and doing that over and over again, let's mix it up and let's do A, B, C, A, B, C, and then let's mix it up a little differently and then go A, C, B, B, C, A, C, A, B. And you can see how if we mix it up, kind of like shuffling, the idea of interleaving says that this is going to produce better long-term memory. And so if we're doing something like, let's say, a Kahoot game or a similar type game on quizzes, which are used for formative assessment. If we're going to do a Quizlet flashcard deck, if we're going to do a quiz using Google Forms, if we're going to do any of these, we should use the shuffle button more often. And so often, I think, as teachers, what do we use the shuffle button for? We use it as a cheating prevention tool. And we go, if we put the shuffle on, then the kids aren't going to be able to look off of each other's stuff as easily. Well, that's all well and good. You can use it for that. But the shuffle button does even more than that. That's one of those little buttons where if you push it and use it in the right way, more learning can come out of it. So be on the lookout on the tools that you use to do formative assessment and so on and so forth. Be on the lookout for that shuffle button, and if kids have the option to push it, suggest that they do.
Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.